put back in that one. So that's so. So I was thinking about starting him a GoFundMe account, but I bet as the guys finish up their cotton around him, I bet they'll come in and pitch in and help him try to get it finished up, because that's what neighbors do. And so there's a, sorry, I'm hesitating because I feel like there's somebody behind me watching me. I don't know why I got the jitters today. So, it's a bummer. $100,000 hit. It hurts. And so we'll see. He'll come through with it all right. I'm sure he will. He always does. And let's see here. We got, what else we got going on today? Today is, what is it? Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's go ahead and take a break. I want to come back. I'll give you Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma grain market update. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Help us celebrate Black Friday all month long at Windy Nissan with great deals on new and used vehicles with nearly 200 to choose from, interest rates as low as 0%, payments as far out as 90 days, payments as low as $199 a month on select used vehicles. We truly have a little bit of something for everybody. We've got brand new Frontiers with 6-inch lift kits, leveling kits, off-road wheels and tires, cold air intakes, exhaust. We have used cars as low as $69.99, gas mileage as much as 40 miles per gallon on brand new Nissan Versa. Rebates as high as $5,000 plus discount off new Murano and new Nissan Pathfinder. It's Black Friday all month long right here at Windy Nissan in Elk City, Oklahoma, your hometown dealer. Windy Nissan is now offering Sunbit financing in our service department for service tickets as low as $400 or up to $10,000. Interest rates starting as low as 0% and finance terms as long as 72 months at Windy Nissan, your hometown dealer. Black Friday all month long.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 1st. 388 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 574 brought 359. 38 at 595 brought 355. 6 at 601 brought 375. 4 at 666 brought 337.50. 13 at 757 brought 332. 100 at 775 brought 332. 4 head of heifers at 503 brought 365. 9 at 529 brought 357.50. 3 at 567 brought 315. 3 at 610 brought 310. 13 at 645 brought 327.50. 11 at 677 brought 310. Butcher cows 5 to 163. Butcher bulls brought 167 to 183. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Odell, Texas. 34 degrees, wind chills at 28. Humidity's 89, dew point's 31. The winds are out of the north at a whopping 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 29 miles per hour. No sub-freezing minutes, no red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 49 degrees. Boy, here is your Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Contact Central Crop Care of Hobart for all your spraying needs. If you would, please give them a shot. They'll do you a good job. Hard red winter wheat out of Kansas City, December 518, down 3. I said that the other day. I was going to quit reading December, and here I go reading again. I wish they'd just take it off there. March wheat, 535, up 5.5. May is 546, up 5.25. Corn out of Chicago, March 447, up 3.75. May is 454, up 3.5. I wish it was 5-something. Soybeans for January, 1122, up 6.25. March 1131, up 5.5. Soybean oil, January 5179, up 12. March is 5230, up 11. Soybean meal, January 311.90, up 60, and March is 317.20, up 110. Let's see here. Oats. I hadn't looked at oats in a little bit. What do they got going on here? March oats are 314, down 3, and May is 320, down 4. Okay, let's see what the livestock are doing today. Looking, man, that's what, 3-4 days in a row? Been in the green. December lives are 220.95, up 2. February is 223.75, up 185. April is 225 even, up 160. Feeders for January, 336.10, up 425. March is 329.10, up 330. April is 262 at 327.80. Lean hogs, February 81.87, up 87. April is 85.67, up 95. And let's just, well, we got it up here. Let's check out the oil. We got January crude at 59.85, up 90 cents today. February 59.49, up 83. Natural gas, January is 4.95, down 0.03. And February is 4.63, basically even there. So not looking too shabby on the markets today. Looks like everything's on the positive side. I missed it last week and I haven't seen one this week. So we're going to do last week's Pete's pick of the week. John Deere 7410 from Kentucky to Iowa to North to Minnesota. The auction trail is especially hot for tractors as well as a special 8-row corn head, grinder, mixers, and a stock chopper. Pete's pick of the week comes from the late Jimmy Lamb's Farm Estate auction this past Saturday in Kentucky. The hammer price for the John Deere 7410 two-wheel drive with 1,091 hours on it and no loader was $156,000. Holy moly. After tacking on a 10% buyer's fee, the total was $171,600. The runner-up for Pete's pick of the week at a consignment sale over the weekend in Strawberry Point, Iowa, the John Deere 6420 with 3,197 hours on it and no loader hit $75,500. That's the second highest auction price on that model. And it looks like a nice tractor, too. The consignment sale also featured a 1999 John Deere 893 8-row corn head. You may be wondering what's so special about this. The corn head had been on display for 26 years in the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry in downtown Chicago and had never been used. It sold for $40,000. Also on that block in Strawberry Point, Iowa, 1982 John Deere 4040 with 21,000 hours sold for $40,500. A pair of New Holland 358 grinder mixers, like new, brought $25,000 and $23,500. This past weekend, Mark Younger and Younger auction host Wheeler Farms Retirement Auction in Benton, Iowa, a Case IH Maximum 150 with 1,050 hours and a loader sold for $135,000, which is an all-time record high. Other items up on that auction was a 1971 John Deere 4620, sold for $31,000. A 2016 John Deere 9520RX, sold for $230,000. One owner 2016 John Deere S670 Combine with 2,622 hours on it, sold for $115,000. 2017 Peterbilt 389 with 213,000 miles went from $112,500. On November 18 in Canton, Minnesota, at a farm retirement auction there for Dave and Alice Turbis, they sold a John Deere 115 stock chopper for $19,000, and that was a record by $3,000. At the same sale, a pre-dep 2009 John Deere 7930 with 2,628 hours on it and no loader sold for $141,000. Pretty, that was a good looking tractor too. 2001 John Deere 7810 four-wheel drive or front-wheel assist with 4,400 and 19 hours on it, sold for $97,000. That's the seventh highest ever with more than 4,000 hours on it. And there's some sales going on this week if you guys are interested. Richie Brothers is selling 63 tractors, which most of those are late model. And then Ben Higgins Realty and Auction has a tremendous farm auction starting tomorrow in Ohio. And it's a two-day auction with a wide selection of late model, well maintained farm equipment going on with that. So there you have it. Got you caught up with Pete. That's crazy. That one tractor, that what is it? Let's see here. Yeah, that 7930. I'm looking at it. Would it have 4,400 hours on it? It looks brand new in this picture. So I'm sure they cleaned it up for the auction and everything, but you can tell if a tractor's been used or not. And this sucker must have been in the barn most of its life. Let's see here. It wasn't available yesterday, but it is available today. So I'm going to go over what happened at the Beaver County Stockyards Tuesday. There was 3,324 heads sold. Bred heifers, there was 108 of those, and they ranged anywhere from 1,000 up to, what's the high seller here, 4,200. Most of them are in the 4,000 range. It says here, average price, $404.85. Yeah, it's close. $3,911 per head for some bred heifers. The cheap ones from old buddy down there at Reed, the cheap ones was the Charlet, but I'm gonna be honest with you, looking at this weight, it's probably one I wouldn't want to pay much for because it's a bred heifer weighing 695 pounds. So I don't know about that. Bulls, there was 26 of them, average weight 1398, average price 188.98, $2,641 was the average price. Big seller was a black bull weighing 1935, brought up 173, and ended up being about $50 shy, being $3,400. Then there was a Charlet bull weighing 1915, brought 153, and it brought a little under $3,000. Bull calves, there was 81 of those. Average weight on those bulls was 520. $348.75 was the average price. $1,813 was the average price per head. They had a couple black bulls there weighing around 570 to 530 to 570, brought right at $2,000 and above on those. They only had one baby calf, and it brought $975. And cows, let's see, man, lots of cows. I'm scrolling through here, and yeah, here we go. 608 mama cows. Average weight 1228. Average price 177.38. A little over almost $2,200 a head. There was one bunch when I was scrolling through here. I seen it was a big group of them. Let me find them real quick. Yeah, pass them. Nope. Hang on. Bear with me here a second. Thought I seen 23. I guess not. There was 10 mixed cows weighing 1323. Brought $2,800 a head. And then, yeah, here's 19 mixed cows. Brought $10 shy of being $2,000 a head. And then there was 18 of mixed cows weighing 1212. Brought $156, $1,891 a head. All right, let's scroll on down here and see my market here. I see why they were having little issues yesterday. I'm having problems. Heifer calves, 487 of those. Average weight 506. Average price 361. 1826 a head for the heifer calves. They had a big group of black heifer calves weighing 494, brought 340, 1674 apiece. And then they had 21 mixed heifer calves weighing 609, brought 1851. And them weren't the high ones, them were just the average ones. Pairs, they had one pair. They had two pairs, and they brought 2650. Yearlings, here we go. I got the yearlings. There was 463. Heifer yearlings, average weight 792, average price 312.01, average price per head 2,471 heads. Let's check out some. Where they at? There we go. Here's a great big bunch. 120 mixed heifer yearlings weighing 882, brought 303 even, $2,672 head. Pretty good. All right, steer calves. Here we go. 672 head of steer calves, average weight 570, 473 per hundredweight, 2285 per head. And let's check out some of the bigger groups here. There are some mixed steer calves, 83 of them weighing 666, brought 378, $18 over $2,500 a head. And then another group of mixed steer calves, 22 of them weighing 561, brought 439 per hundredweight. $2,462 per head. Yearlings, let's see what the big boys brought. They was 881 of those. Average weight, 809. Average price, $336.81 per hundredweight. $2,723.86 to be exact per head. Let's see here. They was 64 of them weighing 843, brought 341, $2,875 per head. 63 mixed steer yearlings weighing 815, brought 341.50, $2,784. And there was 95 of them weighing 938, brought 335 per hundredweight, $3,142.65 per head. And that is your report from the Beaver County Stockyards. Penny News is hot off the press. If you hadn't picked your copy up all yet, and lots going on here on the front page. Gun Show, Elk City Civic Center, 1016 Airport Industrial Road, Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4, large selection of new and used rifles, shotguns, handguns. I guess if you show this, $1 off an admission. Buy, sell, or trade. Gun, knives, and ammo coming up. And then we got another one right below them, the Dining Tables, the Western Traditions at 109 South Oklahoma Avenue in Mangum, Oklahoma, where they got a bunch of snow this morning, I heard. Check them out, like I said, at 109 South Oklahoma Avenue, Western Traditions. Got a really nice, they got dining room tables for every occasion, so go check that out. Then one last one before we go to our break. M&D Enterprises. They got Fairview, Canton, Weatherford, and got two stores at Woodward. They just got everything you need. They got Traegers, DeWalt's, Toro's, Briggs & Stratton Motors, Sunfire Radiant Heaters, Cub Cadet, Echoes. I mean, they got it going on. And so check them out, M&D Enterprises. And there's two stores in Woodward, one in Weatherford and one in Canton and one in Fairview. Let's go ahead and take a Roger. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mix 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
You could get specific and get them heated jackets and vests. You could get a Milwaukee Tools or Carlisle Tools or a toolbox. You could even get a new driver, a car detailing kit. If you know what they want or what they need, you can get specific. Or you can do the easy thing and get them a Napa gift card for Christmas. Don't forget the stockings, air fresheners for the car, flashlights, gloves, tumblers. How about phone chargers, Bluetooth speakers, or hand warmers? You know who's got all of this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City. 716 West 3rd.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, I just got a text message from the Elk City Livestock Auction, and I'm going to read it word for word what they says. As of 12:30 today, we are full up on cow consignments for our December 5th sale. If you've not already called in, please hold your cows until next week, or take them to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction east of Clinton for our Monday sale. We will still be accepting calves and yearlings the rest of the day and throughout the sale tomorrow. And I've been reading the reports for, 4 years now, and especially the last 3 months, the cows are bringing just as much over at Western Oklahoma as they are at Elk City. If you've already got them in the pen and getting ready to load them, piece of advice, just go ahead and take them on over to Western Oklahoma and everything will be good. I guess I'd call no matter what. I call Brandon or the sale barns no matter what you got going there. So that's week number 12 in a row that they've cut off taking cows there at the Elk City Livestock Auction. Crazy. All right, let's check out some weather. Freedom, 34 degrees, feels like 30. Dew point 17, the humidity is 49. Winds are out east, northeast at 4 miles an hour. 37 degrees is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 5:20, mostly sunny. High 35 today. Tonight, cold, 23, clear. Tomorrow, it's going to warm right up, 50 degrees and partly sunny. How about that? Let's check out the drought monitor. It came out today. Doesn't look like much has changed. We still have basically all Kiowa County is in a D3. A little bit of, what is that, Jackson County and Tillman County. There's a little bit of D3 going on in the north parts of those counties. And surrounding that deal is a bunch of D2 going on, like for Greer, Beckham, Ouachita, Caddo, and Comanche, and pretty much all of Jackson and Tillman County are in a D2 drought. Hollis, Harmon County. Hollis is capital, Harmon County. You're in a D0, abnormally dry. So you got to, you're starting to see it. Most of Beckham County is either in a D1 or D0. Roger Mills, you guys in Dewey and Custer County are starting to show some D0, which is, I don't think a rating or intensity, but it's flash droughts, what I call it, but it's abnormally dry there. So that's what's going on. Northwestern Oklahoma, Northern Texas Panhandle, all of the Oklahoma Panhandle, you guys are looking good. It looks like around Wheeler, back towards Amarillo and that area there, you're starting to show signs of a drought coming up on you. All right. Let's see here. What do we got? There we go. We got there. The current grain farm financial position in a longer-term perspective. This is from Nick Paulson and Carl Zuluf, if I say that right, and Bradley Zelling. The current period of low grain farm profitability is in place in a longer run context using financial data dating back to the 1990s made available by the Illinois Farm Bureau, or not Farm Bureau, but Farm Business Farm Management. Overall, in 2024 was the lowest income year since the 1990s. Why profitability is currently low, most positions on most grain farms remain strong at the end of 2024. However, current low profitability will result in deterioration of the solvency in the liquid part of this deal. There is a need to lower operating cost expenses relative to gross farm returns. That will happen through higher grain farm prices, lower operating expenses, or a combination of the two. And I'm going to stop right there because Rhodes and I were talking about this last night. He went into a store and bought one of those little clear yellow boxes of fuses yesterday. And for his Massey Ferguson tractors, I'm taking it's those tube fuses. And a box of those, what is there, 8, 10 in that, was $29. They used to be, what, $3, $4? And now they're $29. And so we got to talking about that, and I got him fired up. He was in a bad mood anyway, so I figured I might as well get him while he's down. But, you know, that's the thing that's crazy. I know you guys heard me talk about this numerous times, especially in the last year, but our inputs on the farm are stupid. I know everybody's got to make money. The seed companies, our fertilizer companies, our service companies, our equipment companies, everybody has to make money. but so does the farmer. And the farmers, you know, and I'm not saying this about every farmer or every rancher, but on the average, because there's some operators out there that has, they've diversified, they've got different things going on, they've got some kind of income probably coming in every month, and they were in a good position to do that. But a lot of people are not in the good position to do that. And like me, I got three sets of cows, and only one set of cows can I wean the calves that I have a spot to wean the calves. And the other two sets, I don't. I'd like to wean the calves and make some more money off of them, but I can't do that. So that's just one of those things. And, you know, like me diversifying, I started with peanuts last year and on some of my acreage. And then we graze out a little bit on some of it. We make hay on some of it, go to grain on a little bit of it. I got my high tunnel that I'm growing tomatoes in on it. That's a pretty nice extra income. I sell beef off, you know, to local people for their beef needs, to put in their freezer and stuff. And I'm wanting to add. I'm wanting to figure out how I can shell. There's nobody around here that shells peanuts, and I want to shell some peanuts, and I want to sell peanuts in a bag. I want to sell some peanuts to some ladies around here, especially in Beckham County, that want to make some peanut candy to sell at the local farmers market here. You know, you can only do so much. But the inputs are crazy. I mean, if you bought a new truck lately, the repairs on, you know, used to fix a radiator or no, let me give you a good example, because we did it last year. I remember when we could get it in the 80s and 90s, when transmission went out, you get a transmission, a rebuilt one for what, $1,000, a new one for $2,200. And either if you couldn't put it in yourself, because it's not complicated, it wasn't complicated like it is now with all the computer crap going on. But the $10,000 to put a transmission in a half ton pickup, that's diverter, everything. And so the repair hydraulic cylinder, $300-$400 if you don't do it yourself. This or that, this grain buggy over here, listen, you hear me talking about those tractors a while ago, 30-40 years old, they're bringing more than what they cost new. And but you don't blame the farmer for doing that, because they can't afford to buy a brand new one. And so we were just talking about that last night, but that caught me off guard. Little box of fuses, a little round tube glass fuses, box of them, $29. And then he said something else. He said, what did Jimmy say? He said, oh, yeah, you can go up to Sam's or a local grocery store somewhere and buy a 24 or 30 pack of cans of Dr. Pepper for what? 80 something cents a piece or a dollar a piece. And he said, you walk into a convenience store and it's $3. And I said, and then I lined him out on that one. I said, Jimbo, I said, I heard here a while back that you're going to pay for convenience. And that's what you do. If you're going to stop in a convenience store, it's convenient, and they're going to be marked up. And so, cause it was convenient for you to stop there. Or if you want to save that dollar, drive clear to the next town to a grocery store or whatever to save that dollar, but you're going to spend $10 of fuel doing it. So it's darn if you do, darn if you don't, you know, one of those deals. All right, let's get back to our story on the financial position of the farmer. He says here, we summarize measures of financial performance for grain farms enrolled in the Illinois Farm Business Farm management that have financial statements certified usable by the Illinois staff. Grain farms are those received over 50% of their income from grain operations. Hence, this article focuses on grain farms. To be certified usable, an operation must be a sole proprietor, meaning the partnerships and corporations was excluded from these summaries. They selected some financial results from the last 5 years, and it's got in this table one down here. and divided it into four sets of measures: profitability, efficiency, ratios, liquidity, and solvency. These measures represent the usual measures by which financial performance of business is evaluated on. And it says here on the profit deal, farm operating income is a measure of profitability and equals gross farm returns minus operating, depreciation, and interest expenses. Gross farm returns include cash sales, government payments, include those from commodity title programs, and on and on. It says here, farm operating income has been highly variable over the last 5 years, beginning at $170,000 per farm in 2020 and moving up to $339,000 in 2022, and then falling a negative $15,000 per farm in 2024. So that made it what, roughly $325,000. The increase to $339,000 in 2022 was associated with the high commodity prices that followed the pandemic, short supplies in South America, and were further blown up by the Ukraine-Russian war. Commodity prices have fallen since 2022, resulting in a negative farming operating income in 2024. And it says here, the last 5 years have seen the highest farm operating incomes of $339,000 in 2022 to the lowest of a negative $15,000 in 2024. So that's a lot. From $339,000 to a negative $15,000. So what they said here, to knock this out here, it says here, there's a summary. It says profitability in 2024 was negative and the lowest since 1990 when comparable data was available. The low profitability corresponds to very high operating expense ratios for profitability to return to grain farms either. So number one, gross farm returns have to increase while most costs remain the same. The most likely way gross returns could increase is through high commodity prices. Cost declines while gross farm return remain the same. Cost declines would have to come from larger cost categories such as fertilizer, seed, pesticides, and farmland rental. Or number three, see a combination of the both of them I just read. So in other words, we need our expenses either to stay the same or go down, and our prices on our commodities to go up. And like I just caught wind the other day, you know, the peanut deal, there was a record peanut crop in the United States this year. So you know what that's going to mean for next year, and maybe a pretty good chance might not be putting no peanuts in the ground. So we'll see how that goes. All right, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me, any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Are you looking for the perfect place to call home this Christmas? Culverstone Homes in Elk City is here to make it happen. Step into a beautiful, energy-efficient home built for comfort, family, and lots of holiday memories. And if you need space for your toys, tools, or business, Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone has you covered with durable, customizable buildings made to fit any lifestyle. Damon Culver and Terry Stone, along with their families and crew, would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Elk City Lube and Wash offers quick lube service and has 4 self-serve car wash bays plus 1 automatic touchless car wash with on-site services including oil and fuel service on gasoline and diesel vehicles, including motorcycles. Differential service, also vacuum bays with a vending machine and a carpet shampooer. And Elk City Lube and Wash is your authorized Schaefer lubricant distributor. Schaefer products provide advanced lubricants for improved performance, reliability, and economy. Elk City Lube and Wash, 316 Northeastern Avenue in Elk City, 1/2 mile north of Walmart. Proudly owned and operated by Phil and Mary Wynn.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy 2 or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
An I-40 acreage near Canute can be yours Monday, December 29th. The seller is Jerry Bohannon, and his 21 acres of land are on the west edge of Canute. Auction will be at the property at 1 p.m. Prime I-40 Route 66 land. XIT Auctions is conducting the auction. For information, call Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. Online at xitauctions.com. 21 acres on I-40 on the west side of Canute will sell Monday, December 29th at 1 p.m. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Oh, I got a text message from the Sugar Daddy. Yes, and I get to BS on the radio for extracurricular activity, which I do get paid. And so, yes. Yeah, that adds to my farm income. So he's correct. He's correct. Speaking of Sugar Daddy, let's do the Southwestern Oklahoma's Ag Weather Update, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden out of Hobart, Oklahoma's weather update. I picked the big city of Delhi, home of Sugar Daddy. 39 degrees, dew points 29, humidity 68. The winds are calm. 3-day average 4-inch bare soils, temperature 42 degrees, sunset 527. Forecast today 37 for a high, mostly sunny. I guess you passed that one. It's 39 degrees. Areas of freezing fog tonight, low around 23. Tomorrow, areas of freezing fog, high around 50. Southwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. All right, there we go. See here. I'm going to start talking a lot about bulls here this month and next month because the bull sales are getting ready to crank up. So match your bull purchase you're thinking about with your ranch production goals. If you've been culling cows this summer and are going to come back with some replacement heifers or go buy you some replacement cows or bred cows, whatever you're going to do, this is a good time to change your bulls up because you can probably take your bulls to the sale barn right now and get majority of your money back because you remember you've been using this bull for 5, 6, 7 years. So you've got your bull paid for, hopefully. So, your choice of bull can influence the genetics to up to 25 or more calves in a year. Make sure that investment fits your production goals this year. It is nearly, the bull sale and, bull buying season. I know it is. So in Idaho, this Shannon Williams wrote this story, said in Limhi County, Idaho, I hope I said that right, you can go to 6 bull sales in 2 weeks and not leave the county. Each ranch selling bulls has raised, fed, and tested only their best for the sales. So how do you decide which bull to purchase. Choosing the correct bull for your operation is extremely important, and I really think it is too. The cows in your operation influence one calf per year, but a bull has the potential to influence up to 25 or more calves per year. When choosing a bull to purchase, I suggest starting with your ranch goals and last year's production records. Your ranch goals need to be SMART. See you, JC. Written down and shared with everyone involved in the operation. SMART goals are specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and tangible. The goal needs to be specific and well-defined, as well as clear to anyone involved in that operation. There we go. Sorry, I'm reading off another computer over here so I can read it. Well-defined, is clear to everyone involved in the operation. If you can't measure the goal, you have no way to determine if you achieve it. All stakeholders should agree with the goal. If the goal is realistic and is within the availability of resources, knowledge, and time, you need to check and make sure it's tangible within the time established. You want enough time to archive the goal, but not as much is much of it is not as important, is important. Each goal needs to have the cost attached to them, of course. This gives you direction, focus, and standard of measurement. It also helps the budgeting process. So in other words, if you got in mind you're going to spend somewhere between, let's just shoot numbers out there, $8,000 and $10,000 for a bull, and you go to the bull sale. Let's just use Davis Angus bulls or Quartermaster, one of these right here close to the house here. You go up there and you're going to spend $8,000 to $10,000, and you're bidding, and you look over there, and the neighbor you don't like is bidding against you, so you know you're going to spend more. So you got to put that in your budget. As you review your production records, determine if you reached the last year's goals. If you didn't, you can identify why. Are there management changes that need to be made? After you write up your goals for 2025 and 2026, consider the following to help you determine the steps. What do I need to reach this goal? Where am I now? What are the obstacles? And what are the solutions? So this goal for 2026, I think it's just, there's a lot of scenarios involved. If the ranch goal is to increase average weaning weights by 5 pounds by sale date in 2027, the cost is $5,000. Then you're going to look at a bull with genetics for growth. As you review the bull catalogs, pay attention to the expected differences, the EPDs, and the value indexes related to the growth. If the ranch goal is to improve the females, the goal might read like this: decrease calf death before weaning weight by 2% by reducing or increasing mothering ability at a cost of $5,000. You guys understand that part? I think it's out there. There's a lot of people on the fence, and there's a lot of people on one side of the fence and the other about the EPDs. The bull that we used out here west of Elk City, we changed it up and bred them, and I had a really good bull in them with the year before, and we went with growth. Same mamas, same birthing time, same weaning time, 55 to 70 pounds difference in weaning weights. Makes a difference. Hope you guys enjoyed today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.